your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Paying tribute 75 years later. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A ceremony on BBC in Portsmouth, England, from where Allied forces launched that D-Day World War II invasion. President Trump read a prayer, then President Roosevelt said back then on the radio,
"We know that by thy grace and by the righteous of our cause, our sons will triumph."
Then the president met with some D-Day survivors. Fox's Rachel Sutherland monitoring live from Washington.
Dave, about 300 D-Day veterans were at the commemoration. The president, first lady, the queen, and Prince Charles shook hands and greeted them. Next, the president heads to Ireland for his first visit as president, where there's a planned meeting with the prime minister. Tomorrow, he heads to France. The president expected to visit Normandy on the 75th anniversary of the invasion before holding bilateral meetings with President Emmanuel Macron. Dave.
Rachel, early this morning, the president tweeted he's not bluffing on his plan to start imposing tariffs on Mexico next week. He also called Chuck Schumer a creep after the Senate's Democratic leader said the president will back off when he sees what a dumb move he's made. Now, some Republicans also oppose the tariffs, but not Senator Lindsey Graham.
Tariffs will create economic problems, but the border is a complete, utter disaster. I'd hate to be the Republican that took Mexico's side on this deal if they won't help us.
Scott Peterson, former sheriff's deputy in Florida, ordered held on $102,000 bail. He's facing 11 charges, including child neglect, for not taking action to stop last year's high school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Peterson had said he didn't know where the shots were coming from.
He never went in the building. He's a liar, and I hope that he serves the rest of his life in a prison cell.
That's Hunter Pollock. His sister, Meadow, was one of the 17 murdered that day. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
While President Trump remains focused on stopping illegal immigrants coming in, House Democrats have passed a bill to extend legal status to immigrants brought here illegally as kids.
The American Dream and Promise Act would give millions of dreamers 10 years of legal status with a path to citizenship with education or military service. The legislation also extends temporary protections for refugees fleeing war and natural disasters.
Who are American in every way, raising families, starting businesses, contributing to our communities, fighting in our wars over decades.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and every other House Democrat voted yes. All but seven Republicans voted no, arguing the legislation would also apply to dangerous criminals. Senate Republican leaders are unlikely to consider it. The White House has issued a veto threat. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A Florida sheriff's deputy was wounded last night in Brevard County, responding to an argument between two neighbors about cats. One of them opened fire on the deputy, who shot back, killing him, and that deputy told the sheriff before going into surgery, "I won." Nobody became a Mega Millionaire overnight. There was no winner in last night's drawing, so...
The Mega Millions jackpot grows to an estimated $530 million, but as more people clamor for a chance at more than half a billion dollars, you can bet it will get bigger. In North Carolina, Charles Jackson Jr. says he got his winning Powerball numbers from his 8-year-old granddaughter.
We always give her the fortune cookies. And I said, save the fortunes for me, and I look at the numbers on the back of them. I want to play them, and that's where they came from.
Those fortune cookie numbers won Jackson last week's Powerball jackpot worth nearly $345 million. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
On Wall Street, there could be more gains. Stock futures are rising the day after the Dow and the Nasdaq both surged more than 2%. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Construction costs for school projects are over budget. WCIA says the estimate for the school referendum is up by at least $27.5 million. School leaders say taxpayers won't have to cover that overage. They are looking at other money to cover it. School leaders say there are so many construction projects happening at one time in the area, so it's a tough climate for presenting bids. The cost for Edison Middle School project has gone up by $10.1 million. Central High School is up by $9.2 million, and the cost for Centennial High School is up by $8.2 million. If you felt like we were really getting a lot of rain last month, records show you were right. State climate experts say Illinois had the third wettest May on record. Preliminary average statewide precipitation during May was 8.4 inches. That's 3.8 inches above the long-term average. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid June 6th through June 9th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
Now's the best time of year to save more with Mahindra Tractors, and it all starts with zero. Pay zero down and 0% interest for up to 60 months. That's more for less on many of Mahindra's best-selling models, with tractors that deliver more lift capacity, fuel efficiency, and built-in weight. Hurry and save more on Mahindra today.
Awesome machine sales and rental in Savoy and Tuscola, and online at awesomemachines.net. Simply awesome.
Now through June 13th, see us or go to MahindraUSA.com for more information.
Are your carpets filled with memories, as well as stains, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy, with more styles and colors to choose from, and free installation done by licensed local professionals back for life. Today is the day for do it, with free carpet installation done right, guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving, more do it. $699 minimum purchase required. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Offer valid through June 16th, 2019.
Stevie J Travel presents the Cubs-Cardinals bus trip, Sunday, June 9th, to Wrigley Field in Chicago.
I mean, nothing compares to Wrigley. Best rivalry in all of sports.
The day of fun includes round-trip motor coach to and from the game and your game admission ticket. The bus leaves Champaign at 1 o'clock, getting you to Wrigleyville in plenty of time for first pitch at 6:05. You won't want to miss this great rivalry matchup.
Cubs win! Cubs win! And a Redbird winner!
To reserve your seats, go to stevijtravel.com and click on the Cubs-Cardinals day trip link. Stevie J Travel, where do you want to go?
Yeah, going to Wrigley Field Sunday night, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
90% chance of showers late today, otherwise some clouds and sunshine. We've got a high 88, low 65. 85 the high tomorrow, down to around 64. Some clouds in the forecast. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine as we wrap up the week Friday with a high 83. We're currently at 73 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, all right. Good to have you along. It is Wednesday morning, June 5th, ESPN 93.5. We have the great distinction and honor of dining with Mike and Diana Ditka last night at Ditka's restaurant in Chicago for the triplets' 22nd birthday. Even though Gracie was not there, she was at the Young Life Camp north of Vancouver serving for the summer. At non-denominational Christian organization Young Life, and we did talk to Grace via the phone, which felt good. And she'll be making her way to Marion coming up next week to give away her Miss Illinois crown in the Miss America organization. So it'll be good to be with Grace next week down in Marion as she waves goodbye after winning three crowns in Illinois in our Miss America organization. It's our friend Rachel Sutherland. How are you?
I'm great, Stevie J. How are you?
Well, good to have you back. She's ACE reporter Rachel Sutherland at Sutherland Fox. She's in the D.C. Bureau. Bob Mueller. Wow. So what do you got? Anything new?
Yeah, the House Judiciary Chairman, Democrat Jerry Nadler, is ready to issue a subpoena for the former special counsel, even though he made it clear during that press availability, if you want to call it that, the statement, that he had no intention about, you know, talking about the Mueller report any further, that he was just done. But I don't know if he would defy a subpoena, and he's made it clear that if he comes in, he'll practically be reading from his report.
Well, I mean, the Republicans have questions here now, too. I mean, you know, it was, he's the best guy ever. Then the report came out. Then he was the worst guy ever and quit getting invites to the Democratic Party. So then he had to come do that. Now he's getting invited again. Now they're subpoenaed. This is so confusing.
Well, it is. And Republicans do have questions about how the Russia probe got started.
Yeah.
But I think that if, you know, I can't speak for Bob Mueller except for having read his report. I think that he would say that there were, you know, deep concerns about Russian interference. Volume 1 outlines a pretty sweeping plan to try to interfere in elections and really infiltrate the Trump campaign. Of course, no broader conspiracy was proved. So he would probably talk about that, but Republicans will have questions about, well, why didn't he look at the Steele dossier, which was compiled by former British spy Christopher Steele through Fusion GPS, the firm here in D.C. There are claims that Democrats paid for that. So he may get questions about that if he were to show up, but I don't know if he'd answer them, because I don't know if he was tasked with looking into that. We know that the Inspector General of the Justice Department is due out with a report on potential FISA court abuses, and there's a prosecutor up in Connecticut looking into all of these claims.
Yeah. Well, never a dull moment in Washington, D.C. You just wake up every day saying, what's up today? And there's always something.
That's right.
For sure. Rachel Sutherland, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's Rachel Sutherland at Sutherland Fox. No relation to Kiefer. Okay, 812 ESPN 93.5. Check your sports headlines coming up.
Imagine a perfect world. A world where your face doesn't have a blemish. A world where you don't hit a red light. A world where the Wi-Fi always works. A world with a perfect green lawn with no weeds. Wake up! We don't live in that perfect world, but Spring Green can turn that perfect lawn dream into a reality. With personalized service, the best products, and more, Spring Green is the best lawn care option in Central Illinois. Let them give you a quote. Just go to spring-green.com or give them a call at 359-2111.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
Spring is here and it's time to golf at Stone Creek. My name is Becky Beach. I'm the PGA Golf Professional at Stone Creek Golf Club. This year we are celebrating our 20th anniversary with golf course and golf shop specials. Please stop by our fully stocked golf shop for all of your Stone Creek and Fighting Illini apparel. To reserve a tee time for our championship golf course, please call us at 217-367-3000 or book a tee time online at stonecreekgolfclub.com. We look forward to seeing you during our 20th anniversary celebration. See you soon.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
Not only is free agency dictating the future of that franchise as far as its front office in the next 3 to 4 years, but potentially dictating whether or not LeBron James stays in L.A. LeBron James should want out of L.A. if they strike out this summer. He could tell himself, I'm going to saddle up one more year with the young guys. Maybe Anthony Davis comes a year from now. But you know what else could happen? Anthony Davis gets traded. Maybe he gets traded to the Knicks, where he's in contention. I mean, L.A. hasn't exactly done a wonderful job of these long-term plans. Why all of a sudden you think a year plus out, don't worry, the cavalry's coming, we're going to get Anthony Davis? What besides LeBron James? Which domino after that has really fallen? Why do you think that domino is for sure? So, yes, I believe LeBron James should want out of L.A.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
Napa Know How.
At Napa Auto Parts, you can get $25 or more off brand new DeWalt power tools by trading in your old ones. You know those worthless tools you never use anymore? Yeah, those dusty things can actually save you at least $25 on new DeWalt power tools. Not so worthless after all. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Lowe's know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help by stocking more of the brands you trust, like DeWalt, GAF, and Owens Corning. We stock the largest in-store selection of DeWalt power tools and accessories of any national retailer. And now you can save $140 and get a four-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries for just $159. Plus, get 20% off in-stock GAF or Owens Corning shingles every day when you purchase by the pallet. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 6-9. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Here's your quick sports headlines, ESPN 93.5. It is 8:15.
Cincinnati beat St. Louis 4-1 yesterday. We've got a game starting at 7:15 here on ESPN 93.5. Your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. We'll hear on US 105.9 the Cubs-Rockies series continuing. 7:05 start tonight. Cubs beat the Rockies 6-3 yesterday, putting a defeat to their 8-win streak that they had going on. Go Chicago. Chicago White Sox over the Washington Nationals. That final was 9-5. They've got a game at 12:05. Some Illini represented in the MLB draft. Michael Massey gone to the Kansas City Royals. Jack Yalowitz, Colorado Rockies. Tanner Gordon, a Central graduate, moves on to the Atlanta Braves. There's a new head of the Big Ten. Jim Delaney stepping down January 1st after 30 years. Vikings COO Kevin Wallen will be in charge now.
Pit crew. That's what I was thinking of. Jan Seely, who is running the marathon, I saw you in Memorial Stadium, and you had your shades on and a headset, and you ran a, it was like a pit crew at Indianapolis 500. That's what, it was amazing. How did you, I mean, that takes an enormous amount of work.
Well, this is a lot of really smart people, and Mike, all of us, you know, we've been doing it for a long time, so there should be some skill at this point.
Well, you got it. Jan Seely's here. Anna Chapaw is here, State Farm. Nice
to
see you.
Good morning, everyone.
Very active in our Mile with the Pines last year. You will be again.
Yeah, I'm excited to be there.
You're happy to help the University of U of I, the CU School Foundation.
Yes.
That's part of your motivation.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't want to help the kids, right? And if we can make it fun, I think this year we're sponsoring a traveling trophy between the schools where the school with the most kids that participate will get this really big, loud and proud trophy that's going to say their name on it, and we'll kind of carry on from school to school from year to year. So I'm super excited to be a part of it.
And not just the students at the schools, but staff
and
administrators. Yeah, mm-hmm. So there's a now a question when you register online, or if you do it with a paper registration, that says, what school are you a part of as a teacher, student, or administrator?
Yeah.
And we'll track all that, and we'll present the traveling trophy. Yeah.
All right, so people do not know what Mile of the Pines is. What is it, Jan?
Yep, Mile of the Pines is this cool concept that the team from the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon came up with 3 years ago. This is our third annual. It's a series now of 10 separate mile races. Sunday, July 14th, starting at 6 p.m. out here at the Pines. The route is actually on Philo Road. We close it at both the north and south ends, and we run each heat back to back to back. They're roughly 10 to 15 minutes apart. So all the 17 and under girls
head down
basically
there.
To Philo and Curtis, and, you know, they run north. And so there's a race, a mile for every age, gender. Mm. We added, as you talked about last week, we've added a stroller wave. So you can't be in it unless you're pushing a stroller. And one of your colleagues just asked me, could I bring my dog stroller? I'm like, I think you can. As long as the dog's
in the stroller. How fast can you run a mile with a stroller?
Well, that's sort of how it started. Mike knows somebody who's super fast pushing his kids with a stroller. We have to make sure they're strapped in. But so there's heats for young people, for masters runners, and we end with the elite male and female mile. And then post-race and pre-race, all out here at the Pines. We'll have great food, Riggs beer, food from Meyer, pizza. I mean, it's a great time.
And Anna, you were busy. You handed out a lot of things, right?
Yeah, so it doesn't take much to get me excited, and the energy that this race had last year just got me really fired up. And so we were handing out bags and water bottles, and we had cowbells, and we were cheering people on. It was really just a great family fun event.
Yeah, and that raises the point that we tried to involve many of the businesses out here at the Pines. And, and Anna is one of our newest sponsors.
Excellent.
And so we've got Red Bicycle Ice Cream and Casa Del Mar and, you know, you guys, of course. And it's the Atkins Group who's behind all of this. So, you know, it's a way of just all coming together. And, you know, you can still register, of course. MileAtThePines.com.
Okay.
Just click the register button. It's $20. You get our huge beach towel as the commemorative thing. We finalizing that design.
What was the fastest time last year?
Just under 5 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really, really, really fast.
Yeah.
So fast.
Yeah.
Anna ran about a 5.5, didn't you?
Oh, Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. In my car, maybe.
I was talking to Ed Maynard over at Red Bicycle, because he's going to be on next week with us, and he's got a couple of kids. I think he's tapped into the uni cross-country market.
He's recruiting.
For his I was talking to him yesterday. He's got a couple of girls who can go sub six.
All right. So we might have to step up the ante on that. I'm going to see who I can recruit in my office.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. Anna Champagne is here with State Farm. Jan Seely,
we appreciate you guys
very much. Thanks for being part of this, Anna.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Talk to you guys soon. You betcha.
Have a great day. Thanks.
All helping out the Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation, mileatthepines.com.
All right, ESPN 93.5. Check your Fox Business Minute coming up.
Let us get to know you like we know this community. From football fields to cornfields. If you share the community spirit, come see why you and I belong together. U of I Community Credit Union for campus and community. From humble beginnings and small victories, you've got a fighting spirit, and we're your biggest fan, working to help you keep more of your money. Come see why you and I belong together. U of I Community Credit Union for campus and community.
New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline is engineered with four levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. It's sort of like having ninjas protect your engine. That helps keep your engine running like new. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline.
Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord and ask Him for His blessings, guidance, and protection. See how your life can be changed in the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
From the Fox Business Network, there's a disappointing reading on the job market for May. Payroll company ADP says private employers created just 27,000 new positions last month. Small business employment actually declined by industry, construction, manufacturing, and mining were among businesses hiring fewer workers. The Labor Department reports the monthly employment report on Friday. Lower interest rates have translated into more people applying for mortgages. The Mortgage Bankers Association says mortgage applications increased last week. Mortgage rates are at the lowest levels in nearly a year and a half. Vera Bradley is reporting a better-than-expected spring quarter. Though it lost money in the period, its comparable sales increased more than 5%. Chief Executive Robert Wallstrom says customers are responding to its innovative product and efforts to engage shoppers. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Welcome into Reviews. This episode, we are focusing in on Luther Falls. Carol gave a 5-star review and said this: "I've worked with Luther on several projects over the years. My granite countertops have been gorgeous every time." Cammie, who gave another 5-star review, said, "I cannot say enough about the professionalism, dedication, workmanship, knowledge, prices, choices, and everything else about this lovely and ever-growing family business. They installed a custom bathroom, and we are repeat customers with our custom kitchen countertops this month." Give Luther Falls a shot if you're in the Bloomington or Champaign area. Just contact Luther Falls immediately. Go to their website, RemodelingChampaign.com.
Geico presents yet another voicemail from your roommate.
Hi. So, about the kitchen. Turns out, when there's a grease fire, you're not supposed to throw water on it. Would have known, right? Anyways, the fire department is here, and it's totally cool. Give me a call back when you get a chance.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if danger is your roommate's middle name. Visit Geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
He revolutionized dining in Central Illinois forever.
He's passionate about the cuisine he serves and brings creative ideas to the kitchen. Visit Naya and let Chef Thad Morrow take you on a journey that is both playful and traditional, with a pragmatic approach to simple preparation and an eye for detail in creating deep and complex flavors. This is Chef Morrow at his very best. Visit Chef Thad and his team at Naya on 212 East Green Street in Champaign. Naya, time-honored Asian cooking with bright, flavorful Italian dishes.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Yeah, last night I did fall off the wagon a little bit, had some bites of dessert at Ditka's restaurant in Chicago.
And what was the dessert lead you off the
banana
wagon?
Banana cream pie.
Ooh.
And then some sort of ice cream with like Nestle's Crunch Bars on, you know, something like that. Yeah. Kind of a grasshopper or something. Yeah. And then there was the blueberry cheesecake.
Ooh.
I mean, everything was so good. The, you know, wedge salad I had with blue cheese was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Then the garlic mashed potatoes on top of a medium rare paddle steak with blue cheese melted underneath that.
Okay, I'm going to Ditka's this summer.
So nice.
That's a destination for me now.
And I couldn't finish it, so... Got Nathaniel and Christian up there in Chicago, so I said, you guys are on your own up here. Take the steak.
There you go. Little doggy bag for that.
Won't last long.
Mm-hmm.
But so good. But, you know, I knew we had to drive 2 hours home. I said, I just can't get in a coma. I can't go food
You're
coma.
You're right.
And it was, you know, we got home at 12:31, so it was pretty late night, but we had such a good time. Mike's doing well. I thought he looked really good.
And you're right at 79. That is the correct age.
Is that
age.
Right? Mm-hmm. Wow. He's coming up with the big 80.
Mm-hmm. In October.
I mean, some of the Mike Ditka quotes ought to be a little itty-bitty book.
Well, and when we had him on early in the time that we came together, Stevie, 10 years ago nearly, you know, he would say, shut up, I think.
Yeah, that's back when he doesn't say that anymore.
He doesn't get all worked up.
No,
like that,
he does
like
not. He doesn't know.
And that's fine.
Some of the great quotes, you get what you tolerate.
Yep.
He has these isms that are very common sense. He said that, you know, as you get older, there are more important things in life, like going to bed and waking up.
There you go.
Last night he said the waking up part is getting harder. But he looked good, and he's playing some golf, but not as much. When he's in Naples, they play every day, and he laments the fact that he just can't. I mean, the guy used to hit it over 300 yards. I saw him do it when he was 60-something. I said, well, Coach, you getting it out there about 200? He says, no, I'm going farther than that.
All right.
Well, then you probably got me beat. Anyway, fun last night for the triplets' birthday at Ditka's Restaurant in Chicago, Mike and Diana. Okay, 8:28.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's Pizza. Let's face it, I like to party, you like to party. Any party is better with Rosati's. So if you've got an office party, a birthday, or those graduation parties that are all coming up fast, call Rosati's. You choose the menu, pizza, pasta, chicken parm, whatever you need. We got it all covered. Send the invites out, call the family, call the friends, bring everybody over, but don't forget to call me, Shane at Rosati's, 328-234, or come see me at 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
Okay, well, stop it.
Yes, it was. Thanks, John, for that text in. 359-2255.
But he also said, shut up.
That's
in that one
right press
conference.
Exactly.
Steve Petrada's with Horizon. You guys got a big event coming up.
We do. It's a pretty exciting weekend. We got the third annual Horizon RC Fest in Monticello.
Diane going?
I am.
Mm-hmm. She's going to be there, I think, Saturday, 11 to 1.
Exactly.
And where are we going again?
So this is at Eli Field, and if you're not familiar with the Monticello area, it is behind the train museum.
The train
museum. If you've done the Polar Express or anything like that, it's out there. So we'll have big signs. And
so it starts Friday night, goes into Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, 3 days this year. It's a three-day radio control celebration. So obviously Horizon Hobby, local employer and manufacturer of radio control airplanes, cars, boats, helicopters, you name it. We're going to have it out there for, you know, it's a family-friendly event. Come in. It's free to spectate. If you're going to fly with us this year, it's a little bit of a pilot registration fee, which is pretty standard, but there's a ton of stuff to do for free. There's going to be food trucks. There's going to be music. There's going to be you can try to fly an airplane.
Try me, Tense. I love that idea.
Yeah, it's letting people engage with the hobby which of radio control, letting them try everything. And we're going to have things out there. The Gravedigger Experience is going to be out there, so a full-size Gravedigger monster truck. You can get in and do a simulator ride. We're going to have Stinger Motorsports, a desert racer, buggy, full-size race truck. We'll have a lot of cool things.
Nice. Okay, Eli Field in Monticello.
That's right, yep.
And again, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Friday starting at 2 p.m., Saturday, I think, at 9 a.m. until the end of the day. We'll have fireworks on Saturday night.
Oh, nice. And
it's going to be free professional fireworks display. We'll have something called the Ring of Fire. We'll be flying airplanes through a big ring of fire.
Okay, cool.
It's a crazy year this year. We're going to have a lot of fun.
All right. It's in Monticello. Website?
HorizonRCFest.com.
Nice. Nice to see you, Steve. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Steve from Horizon Hobby. ESPN 93.5, big weekend. You're going to be out there when?
It's 11 to 1 for me, but I'll be out there a lot more than that because Aiden is totally into this.
Yeah, well, bring your sunglasses a little bit, too, because if the sun is shining, it'll be bright skies.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. Okay. Steve Petrano, Horizon.
RCFest.com.
Coming up. All right. ESPN 93.5. We're going to check your Fox News, local news, Jamie Monticelli, all just ahead.
Are your carpets filled with memories, as well as stains, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy, with more styles and colors to choose from, and free installation done by licensed local professionals back for life. Today is the day for doing, with free carpet installation done right, guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. $699 minimum purchase required. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Offer valid through June 16th, 2019.
News. I'm Chris Foster. A former sheriff's deputy who stayed outside during last year's school shooting in Parkland, Florida, is arraigned this morning. Scott Peterson's charged with child neglect, negligence, and perjury. Florida Department of Law Enforcement Commissioner Rick Swearingen.
We swear an oath to protect the public that we serve, and I think it says now that you will be held accountable. If you don't do your job, you will be held accountable.
17 people died in that shooting. Peterson remains in custody. Bail set at $102,000. His attorney says the charges are politically motivated. President Trump and Queen Elizabeth among the world leaders at a ceremony in Portsmouth, England, commemorating the D-Day invasion of World War II.
75 years ago, hundreds of thousands of young soldiers, sailors, and airmen left these shores in the cause of freedom.
The Queen, in a program produced by the BBC, there's a ceremony in Normandy, France, tomorrow. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A fire badly damaged a home in Champaign yesterday afternoon. The fire started at the home on Foxwell Court. Two people and a dog were inside when the fire started, but they're okay. WCIA says you could see the fire from blocks away. The fire started in the garage of the first home. It spread to the home next door, and a woman inside that home got out okay, too. Investigators are working to figure out exactly how that fire started. A scam warning from the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. The News Gazette says Sheriff Joshua Blackwell said a woman reported taking a call from a man who identified himself as Deputy Toby Marshall from the Douglas County Sheriff's Office and said there was a warrant out for her arrest. The caller ID indicated the call did come from the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, and she was told to call another number to pay an amount with a direct transfer of money of $6,000 or she'd be arrested. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring surface is your first stop. Flooring surface is your first stop.
first stop.
Golf season is finally here, and Willow Pond Golf Course in Rancho is the place to play. Willow Pond is starting the season off right with great rates, $25 on weekdays and $30 on weekends. The Willow Pond Senior Special is back this year. Golf Monday to Friday with a cart for just $20. Located on the historic Chanute Air Force Base, Willow Pond also offers excellent food and drinks at the 19th hole bar and grill. Come out and play and see why Willow Pond is one of the top public courses in Central Illinois.
Summer is here and it's time to celebrate the season at Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. The patio's open and they're serving up killer cocktails along with fresh lunch and dinner every day of the week and brunch each weekend. It couldn't be easier than lunch or dinner at Big Grove. Anytime you come, they'll validate parking in the Hill Street parking deck. Heading downtown for live music or a special event, everyone's welcome at Big Grove Tavern. Need a place to host a shower celebration or party this summer? Big Grove has private rooms for your next event. Big Grove Tavern, 1 East Main in downtown Champaign.
Are your carpets filled with memories, as well as stains, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy, with more styles and colors to choose from, and free installation done by licensed local professionals back for life. Today is the day for doing, with free carpet installation done right, guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. $699 minimum purchase required. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Offer valid through June 16th, 2019.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, we have some clouds in the forecast today, but sunshine too. Humidity is a factor. We've got a high of 88, expected 65 our low tonight. 82 the high tomorrow. Slight chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, some clouds on Friday. We have a high of 80, expected showers could come our way late. Right now, the temperature's at 74. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, this is the eve of D-Day, June 6, 1944. When the Allies stormed all those beaches, we were at Omaha Beach in Normandy, and it was Bayou is the town outside. It is an amazing trip if you want to go, but it's very much like a Pearl Harbor or something where, you know, it's so historic, it's worth doing in your life for sure. And just to know how much sacrifice for the greatest generation, as they call the World War II veterans, and there's very few left. I mean, they're all 90-something.
Right, with it being the 75th anniversary.
Right. So, I mean, they could have been 18.
Right.
And, you know, if they're 18 and 93, and, you know, the President Trump and the Queen were, and Prince Charles were talking to some survivors, and people that had lived through and gone through that experience. But it's I'm so thankful that we were able to get there and to really see it and appreciate it and to really understand that that first wave, there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Allies ready to go. And Dwight David Eisenhower, who would later be our 34th president, but he was a general at the time in charge, he had to make the decision. It was his call whether the weather would was going to, but everybody was in place.
Right, that the weather was bad.
The weather was bad. It was blowing and stormy and everything else. And to just see the perspective of the Germans and the crossfire that they created, there was no chance. You were just going to have to use it with numbers. And that's what they did. First wave lost 90%. So sometimes we tend to forget in our very comfortable lives what went before us, and it's very much worth remembering this time. 75th anniversary of the turning point of World War II. For those that don't learn from history are destined to repeat history, and I fear that we are not real good at history, particularly some of our young folks. I just don't know, don't think, have a lot of confidence in their understanding of it. Okay, there's some legal things we want to touch on this morning. We'll do that with our friend Wendy Patrick next.
The rainbow. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. They have never been showcased more than at Prairie Gardens in Champaign. You'll see the red color rush petunias, that nice floral yellow blouse, the green succulents, the blue sectional couch that you can take home today, the indigo flower pots to make your yard pop, and the violet, well, violets. Immerse yourself in the rainbow that is Prairie Gardens, located in Springfield and Duncan.
It's our friend Wendy Patrick. How are you?
Good morning. Very good, thank you.
Where it is 6:40. Heck, it's middle of the day for you, 6:40 in San Diego, California. Always a pleasure to have you on. All right, the Boeing CEO says troubled 737 MAX jets should be flying by the end of the year. I'm sorry, but I don't have a lot of confidence in that one.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people share your skepticism, particularly given the fact that this is a company that had suffered two crashes. Remember the Lion Air, that was just October, and then, of course, Ethiopian Air was March, within 5 months of each other. So now to hear that there are more problems with some of the parts, whether or not these planes get back in the air, I think one of the larger problems they have in the PR crisis they're currently battling is whether anybody's going to get on those planes. Now, I know some of your listeners may be thinking, hey, the safest time to fly is right after a plane has revamped its security procedures and replaced its parts. But there are plenty of other potential customers that are saying, you know what, I'm going to let that plane fly for about a year before I step foot on that. So yeah. I don't know whether or not the optimism is actually going to translate into reality or profit.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of concerns here of the 737 MAX jets. Virginia shooting, what do we know about that?
Well, what we don't know yet is a motive. It's one of those cases, and I know Mandalay Bay, we still don't have a motive for that one.
Yeah.
So it's not true that we always solve these mysteries, but we do know that this man that shot up his workplace actually had recently tendered the same day a resignation letter. But here's the adjective that's being used to describe that letter. Unremarkable, meaning there were no clues in that letter that would have tipped anybody off that he was about to do what he was going to do. But think how really crazy this is in retrospect, how frightening it would be to an employee if you knew someone was coming back with a gun, that knew the floor plan, that knew where everybody's individual offices were, that knew where the exits were, that maybe even knew that they did or didn't have an active shooter protocol. That is an advantage that somebody has when they return to a workplace they're familiar with.
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean for us as listeners? We should make sure that regardless of where we work, that we know where the exits are in our own building so that if, God forbid, somebody came in that had that advantage of knowledge, that we would nonetheless be able to get out of there before we started tackling this run, hide, fight analogy. Let's just be out of there before we even, you know, once we hear the first shot, let's know how to exit that building the quickest.
Wendy Patrick, legal star. Finally, Baltimore Mayor Jack Young suggesting public boxing rings to end street beefs?
Okay, well, Stevie, if I was this man's lawyer, I probably would have asked him to phrase it a little differently. He wasn't so much promoting violence in the form of boxing as he was discouraging violence in the form of gun violence. This was in connection with the larger movement, Faith Up, Guns Down. It was done as a prelude to National Gun Violence Awareness Day on June 7th. And what he meant to say, and what he did say was, hey, let's lace up the boxing gloves and let's slug it out, let's basically use that method of resolving disputes that might otherwise erupt into gun violence. That was his point. But he probably would have made the larger point that it would be the goal, the ultimate goal, to not have violence in any form be viewed as the solution to a problem. That's probably what he meant to say. But Stevie, you're right. The part that went viral is the boxing match. I don't know how it was when you grew up, but I remember the bike racks behind the school being the place where disputes were settled between the boys at the school. And it's kind of a throwback to that example of, well, that's at least better than people shooting each other.
It is better than that, that's for sure. Wendy, always a pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Wendy Patrick live in San Diego this morning. ESPN 93.5, your sports headlines coming up.
Experience food, drink, and fun at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill, West Springfield in Champaign. Stop in this spring and summer to enjoy bar specialties. From their famous Slugger Burger to their never-ending nachos to daily specials. Come be a part of the party. And whether you're cheering for the St. Louis Cardinals or the Chicago Cubs, cheer them to victory with a cold drink in your hand at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill. Food, fun, cold drinks, and the place to be this summer. Come be part of the party at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill, 1609 West Springfield Avenue, Champaign.
During warm weather, you need your AC to keep you cool. See your local CarX man right now for an air conditioning performance check starting at $29.99. At CarX Tire and Auto, we can handle everything your car needs from maintenance to repair and can get your air conditioning running perfectly just in time for summer. So don't sweat it. See your CarX man for his $29.99 air conditioning performance check. Visit one of our 12 CarX locations in Central Illinois, including Champaign and Danville.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
It's hard not to be a fan of a credit card that gives you more while saving you money every single day. The Illini Visa Rewards Card, available only through U of I Community Credit Union.
Instrument used to start a sumo wrestling match. At My Computer Career, it celebrates the start of a student's new life as an IT professional and completion of a student journey focused on the result, getting you out of an unrewarding job and into an IT career in as little as 4 months, even with zero IT experience. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science, you know. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
All right, sports headlines at 14 before Jeremy Warner.
That's right. Cincinnati over St. Louis 4-1 yesterday. 7:15 start today. Heard on ESPN 93.5. Don't forget that Cub Card Series is coming up, and it's from Wrigley this weekend. If you want to go on Sunday, hit up the website StevieJTravel.com and find out about joining me on the bus trip to Wrigley. Cubs over the Rockies 6-3 yesterday. They've got a 7:05 start. You'll hear on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox over the Washington Nationals. That final was 9-5. They've got a day game today, 12:05 start. It was pretty cool to see our Fighting Illini officially in the two picks of the first 10 rounds, back-to-back years. Bryn Spillane and Joey Gerber drafted in the third and eighth round, respectively, last year.
Michael Massey's the highest infielder ever.
Yes.
Drafted by the Major League Baseball.
In the fourth round yesterday, yeah, is our second baseman, ever. Michael Massey. And Jack Gallowitz is our outfielder that went on to the Colorado Rockies. Massey to the Kansas City Royals. And Central graduate Tanner Gordon, he's 6'5".
Hmm.
He's a big boy.
But he had a great year in Indiana.
Off to the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
Our Big Ten commissioner is switching out. After 30 years, Jim Delaney steps down January 1st, 2020. And a Vikings chief operating officer, Kevin Wallen, will take his place. He's 55, 21 seasons in the NFL, the last 14 in Minnesota. NBA playoffs tied at a game apiece. Raptors and Warriors will be going at it. NHL has their 2-2 series at Boston tomorrow. Go St. Louis Blues. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
GAF is akin to a dynasty in the roof game. One in four homes in America have GAF roofs. They're the best quality and America's favorite roof. Freedom Roofing is a GAF Master Elite Certified Roofing Contractor, which means they are able to exclusively sell you the best quality roofing products and warranties from GAF. So don't be afraid to go online to freedomchampaign.com, put in your info, and you can get a quote on the latest and greatest in roofing technologies. That's freedomchampaign.com.
This is the time of year when you really want to tiptoe out of work a little bit early and have some drinks with some friends. Houlihan's is the perfect choice. Happy apps from 4 to 6 with their appetizers just under $4. And their daily drink specials are terrific all day on Sunday. Keep in mind, Sundays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., their brunch menu is outstanding. Their classy atmosphere and quick friendly service will keep everyone smiling. Houlihan's at 1st and St. Mary, just south of the State Farm Center.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/able. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/able. That's 4hims.com/able for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/able.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 88, the humidity is a factor today and could bring that 90% chance of showers later, low 65 tonight. 85 with the clouds tomorrow, down to 64. There's a chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Similar forecast, morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, Friday, high 83, low 63. At this point, an 80% chance of showers late on Saturday, but highs around 83 Friday through Sunday. Right now we're at 74 on ESPN 93.5.
You're watching your local teams. Why not drink the local beer? Scotty's Brewhouse on Neal Street in Champaign has you covered with local beer from Champaign and East Central Illinois. There is no better place to experience the local brewing experts than at Scotty's Brewhouse. From Riggs Beer Company, Distill, Triptych, Blind Pig, and Big Thorn Farms, Scotty's Brewhouse has it all covered. Scotty's Brewhouse at 2001 South Neal Street in Champaign.
Hi, I'm Diane Ducey, and I'm helping with the Tolono Fun Day Festival on the committee in my hometown. We could use volunteers before the Tolono Twilight Trek 5K, Friday night, June 28th, or the parade on June 29th at 11, the fireworks show that last Saturday in June at 9:20. If you could do a three-hour shift driving our eight-passenger golf cart shuttle, maybe lining the routes, selling golf cart raffle tickets, or helping collect fireworks donations, reach out on our Tolono Fun Day Facebook page or email TolonoFunDay@Yahoo.com.
A lot of recognitions and commemorating the 75th landing at the beaches, Normandy, turning point of World War II, 75 years ago. Pretty significant to understand where everybody was. We had 160,000 young men storm those beaches on that day. Mm-hmm. 16 million people served in World War II. And by 2024, only 100,000 will be alive. So there's
dwindling.
So if you know somebody from World War II, they're not very common anymore because just getting old.
Right.
But, a big event. Operation Overlord was the official name of it.
Okay.
And it was, of course, before so much technology. So we could kind of fake out the Germans because some of their reconnaissance stuff we faked out and had different tanks in different places, and they never saw this coming. And so it was a brilliant plan that worked, and they're commemorating that today. Queen of England, Prince Charles. How old is Prince Charles?
Okay, looking I can Google.
His mom's 93, so chances are he's 70?
At least.
He's, she'd be only 23 if... I'd say 70.
Okay.
And is he got next? He's supposed to.
Right.
But
he's 70 on the nose. You're
okay.
Right.
So he'd be next, but you know, Will and Kate, I know, are very popular.
Yes.
I think they're still popular over there. They're way more, and Harry's way down there because it'd be Will and Kate's kids over Harry. So you got to follow this whole British family thing.
Yes, you do.
And know where they go and
the royals.
The royals, as they say. But the Queen, I think she was coronated in, 1952 or something?
Yes, that's right.
1952? And there's pictures with her with how many presidents? Every single one of them.
Right.
So she, Queen of England, hung in there pretty well. And she looks amazing. 93.
Agreed.
Making speeches.
Uh-huh.
Can I be making a speech when I'm 93, please?
She keeps moving. She's walking the dogs.
Yep. Well, she like corgis.
Corgis. I love it.
All right. That'll be about it for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Do this again. Jeremy Warren will be coming up. We'll talk more about Illinois draft picks. Also, the U.S. Open with the four qualifiers from the University of Illinois Mike Small program. Mm-hmm. Charlie Danielson played for Coach Small. So yes. Did Luke Guthrie. So did Nick Hardy. And so did Thomas Peters.
Wow. 119th U.S. Open.
And it's Pebble Beach, man. That's awesome.
That is.
Luke Guthrie told his wife it's probably going to cost us $1,000 a night, but it's a U.S. Open.
Right.
Anyway, and Mike Small's playing in a Champions Tour event, and that to me, having been so involved in golf and understanding golf a little bit, is stunning. Nobody really knows that. Oh, he's playing in a tournament. That's great. You don't understand it. You need to practice. As far as I'm concerned, you need to practice to be pretty good at golf. He apparently doesn't need to do that. Which is just, come on, man.
Got the muscle memory going on.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, enjoy the day.
It's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Meet you on the radio in the morning. Thank you. And have a great Wednesday. It's-